The great poet T.S. Eliot divided the author into two personalities, the man who suffers and the mind who creates. Memoir is all about that duality for Twin Cities author and storyteller Alison Burglum Johnson, who digs deep into the scars of the past, her own past and that of her family, to craft works whose still voice stands apart from the tragedies that forged them. This is Burglum Johnson reading Does Alma Wonder, about her great-great-aunt Alma.
Grandma says Alma's father was a tyrant, and that word feels just like it is written on a magnet, like magnetic poetry, language that hides how messy it was. And there is another piece. Grandma says Alma wanted to be an artist.
That essay comes from Burglum Johnson's in-progress memoir, Alice in Failure, parts of which have already been published in literary journals and performed on Twin Cities stages. Now, her Aunt Alma may have wanted to be an artist, but she faced some internal challenges, according to Burglum Johnson.
She had tried to kill herself. Her father wrote a petition to the court to commit her and described that she had tried to drown herself in a cattle tank, a tank of water for cattle to drink out of.
Growing up, Burglum Johnson shared dreams similar to her Aunt Alma's. She attended Purpich Center for Arts Education as a writer. But then she ran up against a roadblock.
Well, I knew something was wrong. I was at college, and I was having trouble going to class. I was having trouble being late to class. I was having panic attacks very frequently. I felt that the best response to this was to pretend that nothing was wrong. Which, how can I put it, that didn't go well.
She spent the years 2003 to 2006 in and out of hospitals and was eventually diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Little by little, the desire to write came back, and she enrolled in writing classes at the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis.
I realized I wanted to start writing again. You know, writing has always been really important to me. When I was my sickest, I couldn't write. So as I was doing better, I wanted to write again. And I remember sitting in classes at the Loft and feeling like I was such a freak because of the hospitals I'd been in and the people I'd known and the experiences I'd had, because I had this to write about. And it was what was top of mind. I didn't have a sense of, oh, I want to write about puppies and kittens, or some human equivalent of that.
She gave into the age-old advice, write what you know. But now she had moved from the woman who'd suffered to what Eliot called the mind that creates, a narrator that is both part of the story and reflecting back on it. She wrote about her hospital stays and about her family, because a little digging in the genealogy had turned up a number of relatives with mental illness, something she's addressing in her show at this year's Fringe Festival.
The show is called Other Than Tragedy, and it's about how the women in my family who also had mental illness have so much more to their lives than the tragedy of mental illness. And I'm writing about me.
Here she is again, reading from her memoir, Alice in Failure.
Inside a hospital, everything is suspect. Cutlery, lamp cords, phone cords, the drawstring inside sweatpants. So the tech took my scarf away. The search was nothing, but much worse than I was expecting. It was almost 7 p.m. All day I had not thought once of the impending search, as if I could only keep only one worry in mind at one time. I worried about whether I would be made well.
Burglum Johnson teaches memoir classes online and hosts monthly readings in the Twin Cities. You can find out more at her website, freemymemoir.com. This is Britt Omit for KFAI.